Good morning. Welcome to the Monday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Limler. I am a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Had a good outing, I guess, time at the Michigan Christian Convention this past Friday and Saturday. And it was good to talk prayer ministry conversations, share prayer resources with individuals. But it's good to be back home. If you notice anything different, my background is plain today, as I haven't unpacked the display banners that I took with me to the convention. But this week in our devotion and prayer time each morning, we're going to be looking at learning to excel. And in 2 Corinthians chapter 8, Paul gives us a list of things that he talks to the Corinthians that they are excelling in or need to excel in. And I think we would do well to not only know that, but to begin to put them into practice or continue to put them into practice. But he says, "But just as you excel in everything, in faith, in speech, in knowledge, in complete earnestness and in your love for us, see that you also excel in the grace of giving." Today we're going to take a look at that first thing that he lists, and that's excelling in faith. Luke 17:5, it says, "The apostles said to the Lord, increase our faith." I think about what it looks like to excel in faith. I think you kind of have to start as, well, what is faith? Well, the Bible says that faith is the substance of things hoped for. The reality of things not yet seen. But I also think it's important when you think about the disciples asking Jesus to increase their faith that you consider the context of this question, of this request. It really wasn't an out of the blue, catch you off guard, "Oh, by the way, increase our faith." Jesus is teaching and talking about sin and realizing that sin will happen, but it's our responsibility to not be the cause of that sin in someone else. And then he talks about forgiving and our need to forgive others. And it's in the context of not causing others to sin. It's in the context of growing in forgiveness that the disciples say, "Jesus, increase our faith." We think a lot, at least I think a lot, about faith in regard to salvation and believing Jesus and trusting Him and taking His word at His word. But how often do we think about faith in the context of forgiveness, of us forgiving others? We may think about it in regard to God forgiving us. It takes a great deal of faith to believe that God would forgive us. But He will, and He does, and He continues to do so. But perhaps one of the reasons we struggle with forgiveness is we can't see what's to come. All that we can see, all that we can understand in our mind is what has been and what is. And we convince ourselves, or the enemy convinces us, that nothing will change. That person that we ought to forgive won't change, so why bother? You see, when we pray, when we ask God to increase our faith, we're asking Him to increase our faith, our trust, our belief, our awareness that He can transform lives. Not only our life, but the lives of those that we ought to forgive. See, an increase of faith is an increase of being able to see what a person is becoming, what a person can become, what a person in Christ will become. And what an incredible blessing for every one of us to lift up our eyes and not simply look inwardly and acknowledge and trust and believe and have joy in what God will do in our life, but increase our faith so that we believe it about others. I think there's many times our lack of evangelism, our lack of sharing Jesus, our lack of talking about our faith has a lot to do with, well, a lack of faith. Number one, we don't want God to do anything about that person that we ought to forgive. We would just assume they remain condemned. And when we say it out loud, we say, well, that's just a horrible attitude. But how often do we hold that attitude? But I think also at times where we really want people to change, we want them to be transformed, because it sometimes is such a long and tedious process, we lose faith. We begin to think in our heart and our mind that nothing will change. God can't really do anything with them. They're too far gone, we might say. And it's in those times, as in other times, we need to turn to God and say, Lord, increase our faith. As you go about life today, what measure of faith are you living with? The incredible news of the gospel, of the teaching of Jesus, is that it doesn't take as much as we might think. He says, if you have faith like a mustard seed, and some translations say faith the size of a mustard seed, and there's debate, and I tend to prefer the faith like a mustard seed. Contextually, it's not about the size as much as it is about what it's supposed to do. But I think both are good approaches to that text, of because it isn't about the size. It can be small, it can be large. It's not based on you, it's based on the one that your faith is in, and that's Jesus. And he says, if you have faith like that mustard seed, if you have faith that God can do what he says he'll do, then you'll see it done. And we pray that God would increase our faith. It motivates us, or it ought to motivate us, to share the good news, believing that God will transform our life and he will transform the lives of others. As you spend time praying today, I would wonder, how would you evaluate your faith? It's that intangible essence of our belief in God. It's pretty tough for one person to evaluate accurately the faith of another, although we ought to be able to see what that faith produces. But to look at someone and say they believe or they don't believe is, I don't think, is really possible. Not accurately. But you have a pretty good idea. I have a pretty good idea of where my faith level is at. How much am I believing and trusting and obeying? How much do I see the unseen? do I treat people not based on where they're at today, but based on what I see God being able to do in their life? The faith that sees the unseen. Do I live life looking at what the world can't see? I know I talk about that, and my first thought is that's kind of a sign of lunacy or mental illness or something. And well, I guess it supposes, I suppose it kind of depends on what it is that we're seeing. Are we seeing God at work? That faith that moves mountains. And I know, as a child, I remember hearing that and thinking, well, that just would be cool to watch a mountain just be lifted up and thrown into the sea. But I think about the mountains that exist in our life, the mountains of pride and envy and lust and jealousy and heartache and sadness and loss, and the list goes on. And so many of those mountains I've seen picked up and removed by a person's faith in a God that works. Do spend some time today praying with me. Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. God, we do pray that you would increase our faith. And I know that as we pray that you will put us in circumstances that require us to trust more, to believe more, to see more. Not simply more of what exists, but more of what you can do. More of the potential that exists. More of what's hidden. Father, as we consider what it looks like to live with a greater faith, may we realize that one of the things that faith ought to produce in us is a higher level of forgiveness, a greater desire to not cause others to stumble or sin, a more pure life that seeks to honor Jesus and represent Him in a better way every day. Father, as you increase our faith, may we see what you can do, what you are doing, what you will do, what you have done. May we see all of that in such a way that we know and believe and act as though the change that you promise has already come. Father, may we forgive as those who see what you can do in the life of someone else, because we've seen you do it in us. Father, today as we do life, as we love people, may we be encouragers. May this increased faith help us to look at others and see the mountains in their life that still need to be moved. May our faith and your ability to do that help us to share more openly and freely about the mountains you've moved in our life. Father, as I pray for those that are struggling, for those that are in the midst of mountains and valleys and heartaches and troubles of life that need overcome, that need leveled, that need demolished, I pray not only that our faith would be increased as we trust and as we share, but that their faith would be increased as you go to work in accomplishing exactly what you want done. And Father, may our obedience make that work a much smoother process. May we not be those that cause others to stumble or lead others to sin. But may we be those that walk by faith and live by faith and talk by faith and share faith. Not that we can give our faith to someone else, but we can share about how we've come to faith and how we live by faith so that others would know that it's for them too. Father, this week as we spend some time focused on how to excel, may we do so in a manner that lifts up Jesus. May it not be about us becoming greater, but about us becoming less and Jesus becoming more. And as we excel in faith, may we lift up Jesus at every opportunity that we have so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Monday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.